So what exactly will this guidance and training standards be all about?
Well, basically, it's a follow-on to the work that OPM is required to do under the Government Performance and Results Modernization Act, which President Obama signed into law January 2011. Now, back in this past January, so 2012, they developed a competency model, or really description of the skills performance improvement officers, their staffs, goal leaders need. Now, we have that all linked up to federalnewsradio.com, so you can find that competency model. But this guidance and training pieces really are the second phase of this effort as required under the law. Andrea Bright is OPM's Deputy Director of Human Resources, and before changing jobs recently, actually, she managed the Classification and Assessment Policy Office at OPM.
We are looking at our current occupational series and structure to see to what extent it supports this type of work, and if they're either whole big scale changes we need to make, or if they're just tweaks that we need to make. It may be that what we have is close and we need to tweak things. We may need to update things. We may need to change titles, add titles, update things, incorporate more. I think the business analytics, which is the big hot phrase of the day, I think is probably missing, and that may be something that needs to be incorporated. So we'll be looking at what we need to do on a policy side and then what agencies would then sort of need to be doing on their sides as far as position descriptions.
So Bright says OPM also worked with agency chief learning officers on incorporating those position descriptions and those competency, you know, skills into the training sessions. Now, both of these documents are required by law to be completed 2 years after the bill was signed by the president, so roughly January 4th. Now, when OPM issued the competency model back in January, it included 34 skills across three jobs: the PIO, Performance Improvement Officer, the PIO's staff, and the agency goal leader. Now, one common complaint that I heard about the competency model, both from government and industry experts, is that a lot of the skills, most of the skills, were really considered what they call soft skills: leadership, communication, and nobody doubts that those are not important skills. But some of those harder skills, such as program analysis or evaluation, you know, some of the stuff that really matters when it comes to performance improvement, they weren't really front and center. They were just kind of, hey, here's a list of 34. And I think that kind of disappointed some people. Now, I asked Bright about how OPM developed the competency model. She says it's in the training that they're developing those standards now for, where really those specific, harder, more detailed skills will come into play versus just the competency model, which is really just at a very high level. Now, additionally, to understand that the Performance Improvement Council, the PIO Council, which includes those PIOs and deputy PIOs, they also approved the competencies, so they were part of that process, the development process. Richard Beck is Interior Department's deputy PIO. He moderated the panel with Bright yesterday at the AGA Performance Improvement Conference in Washington, and he says certain soft skills are just as important as the ability to do, for instance, analysis.
The analysis is not so much crunching numbers. The analysis is understanding that once you crunch the numbers, what does it mean? And being able to convey that, especially to decision makers, because if you bring a whole bunch of details of analysis to them, that's not going to help them make their decision. And I think a lot of us have been finding that, and so we're basically retooling what we're doing to be more effective at not just doing the number crunching, but how do we bring the results, you know, to decision makers in a sense that helps facilitate them making a decision.
And Jason, agencies have focused on performance improvement for a long time now. Did you get any sense that they're making progress on the improvement itself?
Yeah, every agency is very taking a different, really, approach to performance management. Now, as we've reported many times over the last 3 years, the Obama administration wants agencies to pick 3 to 8 high-priority goals and apply, really, a data-driven analysis review to them. Shelley Metzenbaum is the Office of Management and Budget's Associate Director of Performance and Personnel Management. She says the government has turned the corner when it comes to using performance data to make decisions and improve how they meet their mission. In fact, Metzenbaum says in the 2013 budget request, agencies detailed about 100 goals.
What's interesting about the agency goals is that some of them are about half of these, such as Interior's goal to permit renewable energy on interior land. They build on a previous goal, but they set new, again, ambitious targets. Other goals tackle a problem addressed in 2011, but frame it in new ways that are more likely to get even higher impact. And still other goals, such as a commerce goal on weather forecasting, are in wholly new areas.
Now, Metzenbaum says agencies really have learned to create better goals, have focused outcomes from those goals. It's a big change from what was a few years ago. Now, in addition to those specific agency goals, OMB led the effort to develop cross-agency goals, 14 total. They range from anything from cybersecurity to human resources to exports and job training. And it's basically what Metzenbaum says, these are an example of how performance improvement is taking hold across the government. Each of these goals has a leader in the White House. She says the cross-agency goals actually were chosen because they needed a little bit of a push, a little more focus, really, to make significant progress. OMB also led a cross-agency team to develop these goals and those agency-specific goals last summer in preparation for the budget request. As part of that, lessons learned, hey, let's take what we learned from setting these goals, the mistakes we made, and make sure we can improve upon them.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. And are there any specific examples of how agencies have been improving performance in this data-driven technique?
You know, I think there's several examples out there and stuff we've talked about over the last couple of years. You know, HUD has HUDstat, FDA has the FDA track tool. But I think there's a couple that are, if you will, a little bit off the beaten path, and those are the Departments of Treasury and Homeland Security. Kevin Donahue is the senior advisor in Treasury's Office of the Assistant Secretary for Management and CFO. He says Treasury holds data-driven review sessions 48 times a year. So it's four times each year for each of their eight bureaus, and then four times each year for each of their four major cross-agency goals. Donahue says the first two look at strictly performance. That's twice a year. He says that if the deputy secretary can't attend those reviews, then they are canceled.
So then what we do in the other two cycles that we do a year is we have one purely focused on budget formulation, in which we have front and center the same performance information that we look at during the performance-driven meetings, but we make decisions live in the session about, in my 2.5 years, it's always been cut decisions, but what cuts to make, how to drive our budget so that for the upcoming budget submission, it can be less than what the prior budget submission was. So we make the decisions in the session. And then the fourth one is we identify cross-cutting issues, things that require a lot of time to implement across all our bureaus. We actually hit them once a year almost as a planning meeting, as to direct the individuals who are going to be implementing these cross-cutting changes where to spend their time.
So now let me shift over to the Homeland Security Department. They've built a performance management tool from early on in the development of the agency. Remember, DHS is only, 10, 12 years old. Amy Culbertson is the Assistant Director for Performance Management at DHS. She says DHS has communities built around performance management, and those goals are part of those communities. They've also developed a framework that includes, dealing with culture, dealing with those, creating the goals, quarterly reporting, and most importantly, technology tools.
So we have a web-based system. It has common access for everybody. It helps everyone to think in a similar way about measurement and reporting data and looking at data. And it stores all our data in one place. We don't go out for data calls. That's one thing I'm fairly proud of, is that we really have a systematic way and a tool to gather our data. We do some simple forms, though. We have a thing called a performance measure definition form, and it's just a simple Excel spreadsheet. We actually do integrate resource planning and measurement in the same IT system.
Now, Culbertson says DHS also is adding business analysis functionality. Right now, senior officials can perform that business kind of analysis, business intelligence, through that tool on procurement and performance data. She says they'll soon add what they call financial execution, or basically spending data, to the platform as well to give senior officials a more complete view. So, the biggest takeaway I would tell you from this conference yesterday at AGA was, I think, two things. Every agency is doing something a little different with the same eye toward meeting, mission goals better. Second thing is, I think from a performance management standpoint, and this room was, I would say, about 80% filled with federal employees who work in that performance area, not necessarily all PIOs or deputy PIOs, but just people who have that goal. And what I'm seeing is that they're definitely saying, we understand where we need to go. We understand what we have to do. We understand why this is important. Now, the big question is always, the proof is in the pudding. What happens? Are there real success stories, or is it a lot of, shiny white paint to make everything look better, but the house is still rotten?
Well, Jason, I guess we could also say, in one sense, every federal employee is a performance improvement officer.
I think that's another good point. I think that's the type of culture that at least this administration says they want to, kind of leave as a legacy, whether it's, leave in this coming January or 4 years from now when they you know, at the end of if there's a second term for the Obama administration. But I think it's that's what's been happening, if you will, for the last almost 12 years, that instituting that idea of performance culture.